Greetings, hero. I am Medivhus, and today I want to talk a bit about myself. Today is sort of a new beginning for all the content I'm creating, so I want to take this podcast and basically explain to you who I am, what I'm doing, or what I'm planning on doing, and in general what we are all doing here, right? Because I wanted to have one episode of the podcast, or one part of content for myself, that if anyone is looking at one thing only to know what I'm about, they should just listen to this one and then know what's going on. That's also why I will probably not go the full 30 minutes I usually go, but I hope you enjoy. So yeah, as I said, today is a sort of new beginning, and actually for me the beginning started a few days ago. And until now, I mostly created gaming content, but I always had this, like, idea of something else I could do, right? Of helping other people start to do what I am already doing, but only since this year, which is just starting, right? Whatever it is in your life that you want to do. And most people have this. Well, actually, in my opinion, all people have this. A sort of purpose, a drive. And usually what happens is you have this core of yourself that knows what you want to be, what you need to be truly happy, to succeed in life and get whatever you want. And then what happens is we grow up. And other people, mostly parents, but also our peers and really anyone around you, will imprint their fears and their goals and everything else that makes them themselves into you. And then you become sort of not a completely different person because your core stays the same, but it sort of gets hidden, right? Like something that gets really rusty or really dusty. You have to sort of look below the surface to find your core again. And for many people in this world, in the age we are living in, that's not really happening. That's never happening. You just pile on more stuff, and the fears and the problems you have, you just hide away under distractions and drugs and, you know, alcohol. A lot of really tasty food for a lot of people. That's why so many people have weight problems or health problems related to that. And I think the first step to cure all of these symptoms is to look where the root is. And for a time there, faith was all around us, right? Like the Western civilization was built on Christianity and Judaism, and that's what sort of gave a lot of structure, right? And now I'm not saying go back to those times, because there was a lot of shit going on with that as well, and I'm not one for that. But basically, we removed the foundation of everything that created us and created our ancestors, and we replaced it with nothing. And now, almost anyone, at least in my generation, feels lost. In some shape or form, we feel lost. And some people will live or fight through that loss and feeling like that by attacking others, which leads to them feeling even more alone and then more pushed away. And I have been on the receiving end of that stuff a long time. And it sort of made me into something I never wanted to be, right? Someone who kept away and just like lived day after day. And that doesn't mean you should start to worry, because I was worrying even though I was not doing shit. And you sort of have to get out of that, right? And so you have to have that moment where it snaps and you're like, right, there's something I always wanted to do. I always knew I wanted to do. And now I will start doing it. It won't be easy and it won't be quick, but I have to start. And for me, that moment came this year, which is way too late. And if at some point I'm gonna die, saying if because I'm counting on immortality, huh? When I die, or if I die. The only regret I hope to have, and it should be a little one, is that I didn't start earlier. Because if I think back at my core again, and the stories I've heard about myself as a child, before anything else really happened, like my first wish, like my first idea of a goal as a child, was actually to become Chancellor of Germany. That far back, I could barely walk. I just could, like, speak a little. You know, it just... I had no clue about the world, but that was already something I knew I wanted to do. I wanted to lead people, right? And as a child, of course, you only see the general idea of a job, right? You don't see the work behind it. So I think the core for me of that leader position would be you try to guide people into the right direction, right? So you want to have a position where you're leading, but in a way where you sort of like set the groundwork for other people to follow so they can go where they want to go. And I understood that quite a bit ago. Actually, when I started creating content and some really great things happened to me there and were told to me. But even though I knew now what I had to do, what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go in life, at least roughly, I always had these excuses, which were the sort of layers of rust and dirt around me, right? The someday the time will come, or when the situation is right, or once this happens then, or if that happens then. And you have to understand this, and I talked about this in another episode, in the first one of the podcast actually. That time will never come. That moment will never happen, and the special circumstances you have to get started will never truly be there. And if they are, even if everything happens you dreamed of, like there's 10 million unmarked bills just draining in front of your house and you can collect them all and you now have 10 million, you still wouldn't get going on your dreams. Because the problem is not that the situation is right, isn't right. The problem is that your mindset isn't right. Because of all the things that happen to you in life and all the dirt we have collected around us, metaphorically speaking, of course, sometimes literally, we get stuck in this place. And even though we're screaming out internally, and I think that's what's happening with a lot of the outrage and panic that a lot of people feel, and the dread, and yeah, the general feeling of being lost. All of that just comes from you just hiding away what you know you have to do. Like, for example, most people want to be in shape, right? Maybe not everyone wants to look like a top model, but you at least want to be healthy enough so you can keep on living, right? So at a certain point, after you haven't cared for too long, you look on the scale and you notice you really should put that donut down and instead do a few push-ups. But you still won't, right? At least a lot of people won't. Or if they do, it's really temporary and they fall back into what they started doing. And that's because still, it's just a treating of symptoms, right? And that counts for so many things. People getting stuck in their jobs, getting stuck in other situations. And I'm not saying shit doesn't happen. Shit happens. And I talked about that in other podcast episodes. A lot of shit happened to me in different forms. And I was using those things as excuses to not get started, to wait for that moment where I could start helping people. And I still think you have to get somewhere to really move things. So I'm still aiming for that big money, that big influence, so I can eventually do a lot. But the thing is, and the thing I now am starting with, is there are some things I can already do, right? And that's, for example, speaking my truth out into the world, which is that I think that everybody and anybody can be saved if they understand they have to save themselves first. I will give you a helping hand. I will help where I can. Like, tell you the direction to go, basically. But the steps, you have to take yourself. Because even if I wanted to carry you, it's not really that you're just standing there. You're standing there and clinging onto a tree. So even if I tried pulling you, it wouldn't go anywhere. You first have to realize I have to let go from where I am, sort of start moving. That, of course, doesn't mean burn every bridge you have, and also doesn't mean, like, just forget anyone in your life. Just means you have to realize where you are and where you want to be and what you have to do, basically. And once you know, you have to start acting upon it. That's the most important part. Action is everything, right? Like, just thinking and dreaming and all that stuff is really nice. And we all want to do it, and you should do it. Even though a lot of people even lost that part of themselves. Like, there are so many people who are adults in this world. They don't have dreams. They don't have any aspirations. They just live. They get up in the morning, they go to work, then they go back home, they eat, like, some cheap frozen food, and then they go, like, in front of the TV, and after a while, they go to bed. Or they dick around on the internet instead. I mean, it's, you know, it's basically the same. It doesn't make a difference for the overall arc. And I realize, as I'm starting this, and I do realize this fully, that I'm basically a no one in the eyes of most people, right? Most people don't know my full story, and most people don't know me. And also, I have little to show for all the work I have done and all the progress I already made, because it's internal progress or, like, stuff behind the scenes. But that doesn't matter, right? I think the core of what I'm trying to tell you in this, like, very short, very rambly podcast episode is that I decided to just start, even if I don't have the proof of anything yet, because maybe there's one person out there who needs to hear this now and not in a year or two when I'm ready. So that's why I'm going to start now, even if it's, like, stupid, a lot of people won't listen. And that's something I have had in my life a lot of times, that I knew where people were going, and that I tried to guide them, and that they didn't realize it. And in the end, after they ran into the tree, they were like, yeah, you're right. I was running towards a tree, but I didn't see it then, and I didn't want to listen. A lot of people don't want to, and that's okay. You can't force people to listen. You can't force anyone to change. And you can't force anyone to do anything, really. You can plead and beg, and sometimes they will do it. But that's not what you want to do, right? And my goal, with all the content I will be creating from now on, and this podcast already included, is not showing you how great I am, or how great I want to be. It's basically just saying, I don't accept that you're stuck. And I don't accept that I am stuck. And I will scream at you to get your ass moving. And I will scream at myself to keep moving. Because who am I to tell you to get your ass up the couch and do some push-ups if I can't do the push-ups myself, right? And I think that's what's important. That I basically keep creating this content to also keep myself on track. And I have fallen off of so many horses so many times, and I get back on them, but probably usually too late, and it's all very, like, slow, right? Which is why lately, every time something goes wrong, something slows me down, I just get more ambitious. I just want to go faster. Like, I stumble and fall, but then I get up and I run even faster. I, of course, will faceplant again because I'm running too fast, but that doesn't matter. I'm very stubborn that way, and I think now that I finally realized where I'm going with that stubbornness and stopped running in circles, it's actually a great thing to have that. And what's important to note here, probably already at, like, sort of the end of this very short episode, is I won't give you safe space, as they call it now. This is the only trigger warning I will ever give you. I will be hard ass on you. Because I asked people, how hard can I go with the content I'm creating? How mean can I be? How direct can I be? And they all said one thing. be yourself, be true to yourself. And that's the message you want to send, right? So, my true self is someone who tells people what he thinks and who tells people that something they say happened to them or that actually happened to them or whatever might be sad, might be awful, might be terrible, might be breakingly bad, something that would ruin anyone and will stop them dead in their tracks. And I accept that you have that. And I'm sorry that it happened, but it's not an excuse. And as long as you do use it as an excuse, or as long as you accept it being there in your way, it'll weigh you down. And, like, for example, I started losing weight a little over a year ago for the first time in, like, 10 plus years because I told a friend of mine to call me fat over and over. Every day, tell me how fat I am so I get my ass moving. So that's the mentality of which I'm from which I'm coming here, right? It's the whole idea of many people know what they have to do, where they have to go, that they have to free up their core and then just go for their dreams and goals. So many people accept being a side character and they will always be that way. And with the culture that has been created in our world, on top of that, so many people get like into that place of no one ever telling them what they have to do. There are people who got almost killed. There are women who got raped. There are people who got beaten in their childhood, who almost died so many times, and they still kept going. And then there are other people who just barely stumble and just are stopped in their track. And I think that's not okay. We have to actually love people and not only act like we do. And I think the biggest part of actually helping someone is telling them, hey, you're destroying yourself. Just stop. Look at what you're doing. Turn around. And then I will help you get there. But you have to start. You have to start now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next Monday, not next month, but now. This very second. Would have been better if you started yesterday, but we can't control time, and we don't live for regrets. So you start now. You start talking through that shit. You put it all out there, everything that's weighing on you, and then we work through it, and find your goal and dream, and kick your ass until you start going that direction. And that's what I will try to do with everything I'm creating from now on. There will be YouTube episodes, there will be live streams, and there will be these podcast episodes. And I really do hope you understand what I'm trying to do. And for some, it will seem like I'm attacking them. And for some others, it will seem like I'm just looking over facts and other things. Like, some people will think it's nice to talk like that, but it's never actually happening. But it is. There are people who got up from the lowest low you could imagine, from even lower than that. And they still rose to heights where other people were like, no one could reach that high. And so if someone can do it, then anyone can do it. And if I can help you even a little bit to get there, like if one of you listens to this and thinks, well, I had this dream, but I gave up on it. Can you help me, like, find the direction again? Then that would be worth all the hate from everyone else. And I've been through hate a lot. As I said, my life wasn't easy until now. It was easier than the life of a lot of people, but it was also harder than that of a lot of people. Everyone has their own burdens to bury, right? To carry. And yeah, I think we all can get there. Anyone can, really. You just have to want to. You have to really want to. And I will try to help you get into that direction and really become the hero of your own story instead of being just a side character who is weighed down by all the shit of the past, because that stuff doesn't help anyone and it will just stop you from reaching your goals. And you might accept that, but I won't. And I will tell you that I don't. Over and over until you listen. And with that one, I hope to see you or hear you or read you again very soon, hero. And until then, as always, keep on adventuring.